Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, former PPD Chief. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's kind of been quiet this week.
And it's not necessarily newsworthy. We made some great narcotics arrests, traffic stop narcotics arrests, but that's just a small fraction of what we're going on. There's 721 employees, 430.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Just one mistake is all it will take. We'll go down in history. Remember me for century. Remember me for centuries. Modified my teenage dreams. No, it's not simple.
I have great respect for our institutions and the separation of powers laid out in our Constitution. But what's happening now is not consistent with that doctrine of separation of powers. Extremism is undermining the public confidence in the court's decisions.
So, President Biden gives a speech yesterday at the LBJBTQS+ library. Come on, I can't be the only one who inadvertently heard it that way. Poor old LBJ. Anyway, and you were telling me, John, that the Breaking Bad actor did a portrayal of LBJ at this event.
They did before Biden's speech. I just happened to be flipping around, and the scientist from Breaking Bad.
I love how you want to explain. I wasn't watching on purpose. I just happened to stumble across inadvertently, not within my willpower. Go ahead.
The scientist on Breaking Bad is a magnificent actor.
Brian Cranston?
Yes.
Okay.
He played the role of LBJ saying that speech, that famous speech on civil rights.
Okay. Well, wow. Interesting.
And it was powerful from him.
And Brian Cranston is a fabulous actor.
Oh, yes.
He's a much better actor than Joe Biden. I said it out loud. Come on, man. No. You know what that totally deserves? That deserves one of these. I earned it.
Ooh.
That's fair. Thanks, Jonathan. Okay.
You're welcome, Albert.
Back to other Jonathan Green, not you, Jonathan Pickett. Back to the Biden soliloquy from yesterday where he talked about Supreme Court reform. This is a pretty big deal. A couple of years ago, the president commissioned the Supreme Court Reformulation and Fabrication Commission on All Things Knowable or whatever. But it was good. It was good. They had really good discussions. I listened to all of it because I'm a nerd. And I read the report because I'm a nerd. And basically what they were trying to figure out is how do we fix the Supreme Court? And it was everything from, shadow docket to size of the court to term limits to ethics, just like kind of across the board. And they didn't ever do anything with it. And I think the reason he didn't do anything with it is because it became politically, didn't look good politically. And frankly, in retrospect, that probably looks like a better decision for Biden. If he's trying to implement reforms, waiting until after Dobbs, where you have this, big reversal of a longstanding precedent, the right reversal of a longstanding bad precedent in Roe versus Wade, but still, public awareness is high. And then the ruling recently that presidents cannot be tried for crimes they commit that are not crimes because they do them as president. I have my thoughts about both of those. I think the Dobbs is a good decision. I think that the decision about the criminal prosecution is not a good decision. But he sees this as a ripe moment. So Biden sees the ripe moment, or his advising team sees the ripe moment. I don't know who's running anything anymore. Comes forward and says, okay, here's the three things that we want to do. And they're all interesting in their own way. The first one is, well, one of them, there's no particular order here. One of them is ethics reform, is trying to create sort of the same rules for the Supreme Court justices that you have for other federal judges, which has to do with reporting of gifts and favors and, the Clarence Thomas stuff with the billionaire and some of the stuff with Alito and whatever. Generally, I might say that's okay. I think the concern about this is you don't want to create oversight of the Supreme Court by, for example, Congress. you know, it's okay to have congressional oversight of executive branch things because they create the law that authorizes executive branch function and they fund the operation of executive branch function. So oversight makes sense. Oversight of the Supreme Court is very limited in the Constitution to basically impeachment and removal. Okay? So that's why you want to avoid that. But I see the value too. Like, the Supreme Court's been a little bit reluctant here where they probably shouldn't have been. So, but that's probably going to need a maybe a constitutional amendment. But that's one thing. The one that I completely support is the 18-year term limits. We've talked about this many, many times. The problem, one problem, is that we no longer just elect presidents. We now elect presidents as proxy votes for the Supreme Court, which is a crazy way to do things. It means the court has gotten way out of its boundaries for what it resolves. The court was never meant to be that kind of important, and it has become the place where these disputes ultimately get settled. They shouldn't be solving gay marriage and, you know, whether you can have an abortion or, I mean, there's so much stuff the Supreme Court is asked to solve that they should not be solving. These are political questions. They should be solved politically, not by the Supreme Court. But we are this position. And a way to solve that is instead of having lifetime appointments, you have an 18-year appointment. And then the reason 18 is because there are 9 people. And if you had them on a staggered schedule so that every 2 years one comes up, like on an odd year, so a president gets in office, they'd get to put one up in the first year and then in the third year and then the next person the first year and the third year. So everybody gets 2 while they're in office, and you would kind of organize the court. Now it's like who's going to retire, who's going to die, who can't do the job anymore, and then you wait until the next president retires so you can make sure the right kind of person gets put in your place. All that kind of nonsense would be done away with, and I absolutely support that. It would definitely take a constitutional amendment because right now, you know, life tenure is in the Constitution. We'll talk about the third one here in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
Still dealing with that slowdown that's happening on I-10 eastbound, starting around the Pine Forest exit, rolling all the way past 29. You're going to add about 10, 15 minutes to your commute this morning if you have to take that way. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, so, somebody said that the LGBTQBJ plus is exactly what they were thinking too.
You're not alone.
I'm not alone. Oh, that's funny. You all make me laugh all the time. Anyway, back to the proposals by President Biden for Supreme Court reform or dramatic change. He's not proposing court packing, by the way. You remember when that was kind of like the hot topic? Let's do court packing. And I think they focus group tested that and like, oh, no, that makes us look really bad. Yeah, almost as bad as selecting the nominee for president to replace you without any democratic process at all. But I digress. Anyway, when you call yourself the Democrat Party, I'm feeling snarky today. I don't know why. Sorry. But the third proposal is to overturn what the Supreme Court decided about the Trump immunity case, which, by the way, if you think that the Supreme Court ruling was good law, as in they're just interpreting the law as it exists, that they don't have the power to allow a president to be tried for a core powers exercise of authority that would otherwise be a crime because the Constitution doesn't allow that, then they're just doing good law and you would welcome this change. If you think they did bad law and came to a bad outcome by doing bad law, you could welcome this change too. And so actually a constitutional amendment to change the Constitution that the Supreme Court has interpreted a certain way is the right solution to this problem. I know some people might think, well, God, why is he proposing a constitutional amendment to overrule the Supreme Court? Well, that's how it's supposed to work. Like, if you think that there should be a federal right to abortion post-Dobbs, then you try to create a constitutional amendment protecting the right to abortion. That would be the right approach. Now, it'll never happen. Politically, it's never going to happen. But that's actually what's supposed to happen when the Supreme Court makes a ruling, but they rule in a way that you believe is not good for the country, then you push to change the Constitution, and then the Supreme Court has to go along. So that's actually how that's supposed to work. So I find myself in favor of the term limits. I find myself in favor of the overturning of the immunity decision. And I'm uncertain, I think, at this point about the ethics reforms. I'm not sure that one's going to take a constitutional amendment to do. But, you know, that I mean, if the Supreme Court wanted to voluntarily, they could. And certainly their cooperation would be crucial in that. So, weirdly, I'm kind of in agreement with what Biden is wanting to make happen here. There are practical concerns about the term limits one. I mean, like, how you implement a staggered system of rotating appointments when what you currently have is a forever appointment. And there's some logistical challenges there. The commission actually talked about this and came up with some ideas, none of which are particularly awesome. But this is big stuff. Is he doing it as an election year stunt when his vice president is running for president? Here's my theory on that. I don't think it's an election year stunt. I think that Joe Biden anticipated getting reelected. And if he had gotten reelected, he would want to implement all of these things. He now finds himself facing 6 months, you know, and you can't do it in your second term. Well, you're going to have to cram it in the end of the first term. Is it going to happen? Probably not any of them. But that's what I think is going on, is he anticipated being able to do it luxuriously in the second term, and now he's not going to have one, and so he's got to try to do it now. I don't think it's just election year type stuff. 820 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you are thinking about a vehicle and whether it is time to get that next one, go to Frontier Motors, look around, drive some cars, fiddle with some knobs, you know, look at prices, and don't just do one, you know, look at several. And by the way, really do it as an exploration. You know, when's the worst time to go grocery shopping? It's when you're hungry, right? When's the worst time to go buy in a car? It's when you need a car. Because you're stressed, you're overwhelmed, you may not have transportation at the moment, and you're in need, which puts you in a poor position to make good choices, right? So go when you don't need, go when you're not hungry, and go look around and see what's out there and get familiar with the terrain. And then if you don't buy anything, you don't buy anything. If you come back in a month or 6 months, then at least you know what's available and you can kind of have a basis of information. So that's why I kind of recommend that. Frontier Motors, a great place to do that investigation. 300 good quality used cars on the lot, 1, 2, 3 years young, in great shape. Cars that are like A-rated is the idea. Cars that are almost new. You know, only one other person drove them, most likely. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
My name is Gerald Gillis, and I'm the proud owner of All Pro Tune-Up in Milton, Florida. News Radio 92.3 and ESPN Pensacola insightful suggestions and customized advertising packages have maximized our exposure and delivered impressive results.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What the hell are we supposed to use, man? Harsh language?
Somebody texted in just a couple of follow-ups on this discussion about the Supreme Court reform that lame duck Joe Biden. I mean, he is now, right? Not running for re-election. He is proposing, the 18-year, why not 16 years? Why not 20 years? And again, you know, I sometimes talk fast. I'm sorry. I sometimes go quickly through things, and I just do. It's never going to change. People have been trying to change me on this for 30 years, and so good luck. Take a number. but I'm sorry. It just is. But with the Supreme Court, it's if there are 9 justices, and every 2 years would mean that each president in a 4-year term would get to do 2. So you just go on the odd years, you know, year one, or I mean, you could do it on the even years, but it makes the most sense to do it, you know, like July of the odd years or something. And they would, or even, you know, at the end. Yeah. July after the session ends would make sense. So that way each president gets 2, and then you have a rotating system of turnover, you know, every 18 years, basically. A couple of other texts that came in. Somebody says, let's see. I trust the Supreme Court to interpret the law. If the populace or Congress disagrees, it's up to the Congress to change the laws. I'm going to not agree with the Supreme Court, but I do agree with the principle of the Constitution. Right. Exactly right. Somebody else says, let's see. The Supreme Court has decided things like abortion and gay marriage because Congress doesn't do so. Congress refuses because the American people are hoodwinked into allowing wedge issues in every single election instead of deciding as a country what we want. All true. All true. And you know, the old problem with some of these issues is that certain issues, politicians of Group A come to you and say, what Group B wants to do is terrible. We need to solve it. And so you vote for them in the hopes that they're going to solve it. And then they don't solve it because it's more important for them to have the issue, right? Or they propose a ballot initiative to solve that issue. And however that turns out, the point of the ballot initiative was to get their people out to vote for their people, which they will do in the process of voting for this amendment, right? That's, turnout instigators or prompts. All of this stuff is the reality, unfortunately. 437, but yeah, the basic problem of, asking the Supreme Court to solve things that we're not willing to solve legislatively, or that we're not willing to say aren't legislative things to be solved at all. This is a side note, but this is important. The original idea of the Constitution was not that the Supreme Court would have to tell everybody no all the time. The original idea of the Constitution, this is going to sound wildly naive to you, but this is what the founders thought. The founders thought that surely if we make a set of rules and everybody understands these rules, then people just won't try to do what they're not supposed to do. They won't make laws about guns. It says right there. They won't make laws about speech at the congressional level. It says right there. And anybody who proposes such a ridiculous, unconstitutional law, like, say, in the House of Representatives, the other couple hundred, trying to remember how many were at the time of the colonies, but the other hundred or so, they're going to say, you can't do that. It says it in the rules. And they'd all vote them down. That's unconstitutional. Like, the representatives and the senators are supposed to enforce the Constitution, too. It is part of their oath. And so it's not whether the Supreme Court approves or disapproves of the thing. The president can veto something because it's unconstitutional and should. And the House and the Senate should say, we're not doing that. It's unconstitutional, which they don't do enough. But and just a side note, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still dealing with the slowdown that's happening on I-10. Right now, it's just east of the Pine Forest exit. I estimate about a 10-minute, if your travels take you through that area, about a 10-minute delay going past Highway 29. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. And just as a reminder, I think you might have mentioned it, but the I-10 between 29 and 110 is now reduced to 2 lanes in each direction, 4 from what had been 6 or sort of 8 in some parts. That's going to last a while as they're doing all of the various kinds of improvements to the intersection of 29 and I-10. And the on-ramp going north on 29 to east 10 is closed until December. Or at least that's the best information we have. It's closed now. You cannot get on there. You got to go north to Broad Street, make a U-ing, and come back and do it the other way. So good luck today if you're dealing with all of that. Got some interesting texts in here. One person says, the Dobbs ruling on Roe versus Wade destroyed the Republican Party. It's what I said. The Republicans can't campaign on beating that issue now. You know, that's an interesting note that pro-lifers who have been working for, what was the number? Let's see, 73 to 40 years? 50? Almost 50 years. Working on overturning Roe. Got it. Overturned. And we're done now. stay home. They're not wrong that that's a real concern. Somebody else says people are D-U-M-B. Some are. Not everybody else is. It can be. Somebody says, pace yourself, Andrew. It's never too late to slow down. Quality, not quantity. Like Paul Harvey, you can do it. One point of disagreement. I cannot do it. I've had program directors and consultants and bosses trying to tell me for years, slow down. Even back to when I used to teach in the classroom. I had students would say, Andrew, slow down. I'm like, why? Like, we can't write that fast. I'm like, yeah, you'll be all right. Catch the stuff you're going to catch. This may help you understand. I dread doing a show that I would not think is good. So I make the show for me, sort of. Like, I make a show that I think I would find entertaining and interesting at a pace that I would not get bored at. If you're bored listening to this show, I don't know what you're listening to that's satisfying you. But I know that there's a lot of people that aren't going to get everything. And I know that. And it's a flaw. It really is. Okay? But the trade-off is I hope I'm not boring anybody most of the time. I don't want to be I don't want to have somebody say, man, that guy goes, too little information, too slow. That's the thing I'd be embarrassed about. So that's why I don't speak at the rate of a person who's reading 4 pieces of copy for you in the morning. And now, page 2. That's my how'd I do, John? Am I okay?
Yeah, you're good, Paul Harvey?
Yeah.
I was raised
on Paul Harvey. every once in a while, you just got to have a little bit of fun. Why not? You know, life is short. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, it'll pass you by. Not that I want to quote, you know, Ferris Bueller. I mean, he was the walrus. There's got to be some 80s kids getting that joke, but all right, we'll just leave it be for now. David's got your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris holds a rally in Atlanta today, her 6th trip to Georgia this year, the first since becoming a presidential candidate. Former President Trump says it'll be easier beating her than President Biden.
I always felt he was incompetent, but he had a certain base. And no matter how bad he was, people were going to vote for him. She doesn't have that base.
He was on the Ingram angle on Fox. Taylor Swift says she's in shock over a stabbing attack in Southport, England, at a children's dance class featuring her music. A third girl has died, 5 children and 2 adults are seriously wounded.
People are laying flowers at the scene this morning. This is eyewitness Colin Parry.
It was like a bomb had gone off, girls' bodies all over the place.
A 17-year-old boy has been arrested. Police say they're still trying to establish the motive.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Team USA leads the Olympic medal count with 20 ahead of host France with 16. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. We've got sunshine this morning, it's 80 degrees. I'm David Wayne. Officials are still looking for information in that deadly shooting at the Wedgewood Community Center this week. At yesterday's press conference, County Commissioner Lumen May urged anybody who knows anything to come forward.
We can no longer be plagued by this senseless act of violence. Law enforcement cannot enforce the law unless they're informed. So I encourage people that somebody's grandchild, that somebody's father, that somebody's brother, that somebody coached this child. We can't believe that there's not someone out there with information that can bring these people to justice. We're not just calling on county commissioners, elected officials, and the sheriff department. We're calling on this community. These senseless acts of crime has to stop.
And May says that community center has now been closed due to systemic issues. The county is investigating whether the events that were happening had proper security measures taken. He also said the county is offering grief counseling to anybody affected by that shooting. 2 men, a 21-year-old and a 24-year-old, were killed. 5 others were injured, including an 11-year-old child. The sheriff's office, again, still looking for any information that will lead them to the gunman. Also, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says a 44-year-old man is now facing charges for killing his mother, a 70-year-old woman, over the weekend. Happened at a home on Fremont Avenue. Investigators say they were alerted by someone from out of state who talked with Christopher Booth. That person said their friend may have killed his mother. When deputies arrived at that home, they found bullet holes in the door and found the woman's body with at least 1 gunshot and a dozen stab wounds. Booth now remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond. Former President Trump explaining what he meant when he told a conservative Christian summit they wouldn't have to vote anymore after the election in November. Here's what he told Fox News host Laura Ingraham.
Christians are not known as a big voting group. They don't vote. And I'm explaining that to them. You never vote. This time, vote. I'll straighten out the country. You won't have to vote anymore. I won't need your vote.
And his comments were made last Friday and drew quite a bit of backlash from people who interpreted them as a suggestion there may be no more elections under a second Trump presidency. He also mentioned that gun owners were not a group that votes a lot as well during that interview he did on Fox.
A man convicted of murder in Marion County, now closer to being put to death. Governor Ron DeSantis signing a death warrant yesterday for Lauren Cole. He killed 18-year-old FSU student John Edwards while camping with his sister at Ocala National Forest back in 1994. Cole was also found guilty of sexual battery against Edwards' 21-year-old sister. The death warrant calls for Cole to be executed August 29th at Florida State Prison. We've got some good news today. Escambia County has had its first sea turtle hatching of the year. And that happened on Pensacola Beach here in the here this last weekend. There were 59 sea turtle hatchlings that were able to safely make it into the Gulf. It's 8:35 right now. News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still seeing some slowdowns right now on I-10. It's basically just right over 29 right now. Just some minor delays there. The traffic has kind of moved on, but we're still seeing about a 5-minute delay on that. So just be prepared. I-10, I-110, the rest of it flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will see scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 50% chance of rain, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Wednesday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Keeping rain chances around for Thursday with a 40% chance of rain and a high near 94. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we have 82 degrees in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The market's up at the opening bell. The Dow's up 121 points at 46.61.27. S&P 500 up just under 20 points at 54.83. The NASDAQ up 70 points this morning at 17.441. 10-year bond rate down slightly, 4.16%. Gold prices up 12.80 at 23.90.60. Silver prices up just over a quarter at 28.13. And Bitcoin down 582 this morning at 66,801. A couple of the cryptos up, though. Ethereum up $43 today. XRP up a couple of cents. Litecoin down. Bitcoin Cash down as well. Taking a look at a couple of our financial headlines. The U.S. buying oil now to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
The purchase of more than 4.6 million barrels of crude oil is the latest as the Department of Energy works to refill the emergency stockpile. More than 180 million barrels were released in 2022 in an effort to keep gas prices down after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As of July 19th, the reserve, which is located in Louisiana, had about 374 million barrels of oil. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And the U.S. announcing $500 million in military financing for the Philippines. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were greeted in Manila by President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Austin said that aid is to help with the Philippines to modernize its military as the U.S. looks for allies concerned with China's actions in the region. And former President Trump says if he returns to the White House, he'll make sure the federal government never sells off its Bitcoin holdings. During his keynote speech at this year's Bitcoin conference in Nashville, Trump pledged to create a Bitcoin and crypto presidential advisory council and also said, quote, on day one, he would fire Gary Gensler, who's the Biden-appointed chairman of the SEC and taken an aggressive approach to crypto regulation. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
2019. According to two witnesses, following a Republican fundraiser, Congressman Matt Gaetz is hosting an afterparty in his hotel room. His date, a paid escort. According to one witness, the escort prepared lines of cocaine, rolled up a bill of cash, and snorted cocaine with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Do you break your spaghetti noodles? 437-1620. That's the question. And if you want to weigh in on fettuccine or linguine, as far as angel hair, other long, thin, straight, firm noodles, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not trying to limit you to spaghetti. Spaghetti is not my personal pasta of choice. I'm a linguine guy. Linguine is fantastic. Everything else is fourth place at best. 437-1620. Do you break them when you put them in the pot or not? You break them when you put them in the pot or not. 437-1620. This came to mind because I was I saw one of these things Italians never do kind of lists, you know, which I was sort of make me laugh, and I mean B, I can be a, what is it, a, it's not racism because I'm Irish, it's, what is it, it's nationalism, I don't know. Anyway, I can laugh at those Italians. Things you never do if you're Italian: you never order a cappuccino after 11 a.m. Confused by that one, I am. Put cheese on pasta that contains fish or seafood. Okay. Butter bread. Put olive oil instead. For example, okay. You know, let a woman go by without whistling at her. I don't know. And things that, you know, just joking. Come on, joking. 437-1620, be on time. It's actually on the list, be on time. Italians would never. So my question is, break noodles was on that list. You know, that you never break your noodles or you never cut the noodles. Sometimes it's after, sometimes before. I suppose we could add that to the mix. Do you break them? Do you cut them? 437-1620, John Pickens, opinion?
No. They
no
go,
break?
No break.
So do you use an extra large pot or do you do the old, like, put them partway in and then wait for them to soften up enough to bend the rest in?
Yeah, basically, if I'm cooking, if my fiance's cooking, then it's, you know, she has her special way of doing it.
Okay. But you, so, and then you don't cut them either on the back end once they're cooked?
When I'm eating them, yes. Well, I mean, you twirl it. You twirl it.
But you don't cut them. You
no.
twirl them. You
yeah.
twirl them long.
Right.
Okay. In a spoon?
Yes.
As you're supposed to do. Okay. I don't understand you people. But that's fine.
Okay. There's, well, I'm left-handed.
The world
so.
Takes, yeah. I mean, the world takes lots of, there's lots of flowers in God's garden. You know, that's
yeah,
fine.
I know.
437-1620, 437-1620. I'm a pasta breaker. I'm a pasta breaker because I'm going to cut it. Now, I don't cut the pasta. If you've broken it properly, in thirds, not in half, in thirds. Yeah, in thirds. Just think it through in my head just to make sure. And then you don't have to cut it. But if it's not broken, then I do have to cut it. And I'm not a twirler. I worked at the Olive Garden for like 4 or 5 years when I was in college. I was a waiter at the Olive Garden. I know it's not high-end Italian or anything. It's not Angelina's, okay? But I tried as many different versions of the twirl your pasta, and I never understood it. I never understood. You can try to explain it to me. I've had the explanations. Well, that's the way you get the right amount of the sauce adhering to it. And then again, no. No. Just break it. Pour the sauce on. If you got a meat you're adding, it's great. Everything's fine. 437-1620. Plus kids. I cook for me and the kids. And the kids don't need the long pasta because that's a mess you don't want to have to deal with. All right, so let's go here. 437-1620. Somebody says, absolutely and unequivocally sinful to break the pasta. Well, thank you. We brought theology into it. It's good. It's a week for that. This week we're all into the theology. I almost broke up with a girl because she would break apart the sheets of ramen noodles. Oh, that's another one. Yeah. And if you're doing ramen in the package, you know, the dry foods one, you know, not the wet kind, but the dry, I break them in the package because then they don't send shards everywhere.
Exactly.
You break them in the package before you open the package.
I'll agree with you on that one.
I will say that sometimes you break them in the package a little too vehemently and you get exploding package shards anyway, but.
True.
Yeah, no, you break them in the package first. I almost broke up with a girl because she would break apart the sheets of ramen noodles. Savage. That's a. If you ever listen to the Michael Savage show, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyway, 437-1620, I do break my spaghetti noodles in half, and now I buy the ones already broken in half. Oh, see, I feel like that's... I weirdly feel like that's inappropriate.
Cheating the system.
Yeah, like you're outsourcing your noodle break. Like, I'm too lazy to break spaghetti myself. But when you do break it, you sometimes get those little tiny bits. You can't really eat those. What do you do with those? Then they get stuck in your pan. And okay, so I see where you're coming from, but it seems so like cutting the food for the child-esque when you buy the Berea pasta that comes pre-set into the 5-inch long. It just, yeah, that just seems very wrong to me. I'm glad for you. I am. I celebrate all kinds, but, you know, most kinds. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. Question of the day, by the way, is... What do you cut or break your pasta? Break it before, cut it after. You tell me. 437-1620. John's got traffic on the fives.
Again, if you're on I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29, you're going to see some delays. Just a few minutes delay there. But also, if you're traveling northbound on 29, trying to get on I-10 east, that ramp is closed. You need to roll over to Blunt Street and make a U-ey and then get on the interstate that way. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So do you cut or do you break your pasta? Break before, cut after. Somebody says, angel hair is my go-to and I don't break or cut it. I mean, honestly, I don't understand. Let me tell you why. If you don't twirl the pasta, if you just kind of pull it out of the, shrimp primavera or something like that, you get those last little bits of the now stretched and ready to recoil angel hair that then flicks itself out of the sauce all over you. It's a mess. You say, well, Andrew, that's why you twirl it. No, that's why you cut it. So you don't have that problem because the Gordian knot of angel hair pasta all stuck in with... Yeah, see... I don't get, because the twirling is the solution to that problem, but then the twirling creates its own problem, and so I just cut it. Someone here says, I never used to, but when I had kids, my wife told me that it could be a choking hazard for small children. Now I always break the noodles. See, safety first. Safety first. That's what you got to do. Somebody says, I'm a breaker too. Thank you. I don't break. I use a fairly large pot. I did break when I was cooking for small children. Personal preference, but not a judgment. Also, breaking is now in the Olympics. That's a dad joke for you right there. We wouldn't have had Lady and the Tramp if they had broken the pasta. Poignant. Compelling. It's a cartoon, though. And I'm not sure. Yeah, I'll just leave it. I'll allow it. Cartoon arguments make sense to me. I wonder why pasta companies don't make the noodles shorter. They do. For, you know... The lazy. I'm not as strong as I've gotten older. I do break my spaghetti noodles in half, and now I buy the ones already broken in half. I'm not as strong as I've gotten older. I get you. You know, challenges. And by the way, I'm not yet to the point where I have a lot of things. I'm only 53. I'm not that old. But I will tell you, every year I find a new thing where people hate old people. You know, the stuff you can't read, the lid you can't open, the, you know, how are you supposed to open up even just a basic cereal package bag when you don't have the grip strength as an older person, the arthritis? I mean, you get the scissors out or something like, I mean, just there's so many things like that. Almost like you need a class action suit against the food packaging industry of America, you know, for all elderly people. Anyway, back on topic. Stay on target, Andrew. Let's see. Somebody here says those are the same people who have others pick out their fruits and veggies. I break in thirds before cooking. Oh, a thirdsies. Hey, my people. I used to break the spaghetti noodles until I tried to fly too close to the sun and break two packages at once. My grandmother, who was holding the noodle, suffered a sprained wrist and tripped and skinned my knee. Never again. Proverbs say, breaking one pencil, very easy. Breaking a bundle of pencils, virtually impossible. Same for noodle. I don't know. Ancient Chinese secret on the amount of... No, it is true, though. You do have to break them in smaller bunches. You know, you can't just take like a whole package of pound of linguine and break. I mean, not me. Maybe Terry Crews could. Happy birthday, Terry Crews. But I can't. 437-1620. Oh, just somebody else encouraged me about my fast talk. I like that. many people will say that. Let's see. Yeah. Anyway, so I know, but I am sincere about the how packaging is not elder friendly. It's just so many cases of that. And you young kids, you never notice. All right, Grandpa. 850 here on News Radio Pensacola. But that's me saying that now as I discover the various things that it, you know, tell me that they're not putting the olive jar on tighter and tighter every year. That's not the problem. But that's what it seems like, right? I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Space, the final frontier.
So Facebook is apologizing again for censoring something. Did you see this? You remember right in the aftermath of the shooting that the photo of Trump with the bloody ear, fist up in the air, being sort of helped slash, you know, jumped on by the Secret Service or whatever. So that photo was being censored by Facebook.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they claimed that it was because there was a version of that photo that showed the Secret Service smiling, that there was a fake version of the photo that had been altered. And so instead of
they just banned them all,
flagging the altered version, which I've never seen, they just banned the photo itself, or their parameters allowed the photo itself to be banned, you know, if nobody's taking personal responsibility. It is weird, though. It seems to generally, every single time, happen against one side.
Mm-hmm.
The error does seem to always, you know, you would think that every once in a while you'd get one going our way. So, not, you know, I mean, I'm not a big Trump person, but, you know that. But still, that's a problem. So, a guy named Danny Lever, girl named Danny. I mean, my wife is Danielle, goes by Danny. I think it's a guy, though. It says spokesperson. That doesn't help me at all. Stupid words. You know, words have meaning. Anyway, yes, this was an error. Let's see. Charlie Kirk had brought the issue out. The fact check was initially applied to a doctored photo showing the Secret Service agent smiling, and in some cases, our systems incorrectly applied that fact check to the real photo. This has been fixed, and we apologize for the mistake. No harm, no foul, just like Hunter's laptop. What did it matter, swing election? Google also has had problems because apparently it you know, autocomplete in your Google search in Chrome, but it would you're typing in Trump attempted, and you would think it would assassination, and it wouldn't, because apparently they were saying, well, it wasn't an attempted assassination, or we're not sure yet. And so Google was unwilling to complete that phrase, feeling like that would play into some kind of weird Again, why why always the one direction? Not the band. 8:56 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we're still seeing some minor delays. About a 5-minute delay if you're on I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29 exit. Seeing some delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
The Pensacola City Council meeting took place recently. And at the end, there's always this end part. Every board does it differently. The Escambia County Commission does their county commissioner comments in the beginning. Pensacola City Council does them at the end. Santa Rosa, you kind of have to schedule it. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, but at the very end, Delarian Wiggins, city councilman, commented about parking downtown.
So, you know, I too got a parking ticket. $75. So, yeah, I'm one of those.
75.
Oofta.
Yeah, definitely. Two-time repeat. Yeah.
Wow, $75 for a parking ticket. And not even in like a handicap space or something. Wow, that's bad. Charles Baer, and he keeps bringing this up, and I'm glad he does. They were talking about a memorandum of understanding with the school district to provide, I think it was for off-duty police officers. The details don't matter that much. It's a good thing. It's the right thing. They did it. But he used the opportunity to bring up a subject that I know he has brought up before, which I am fully on board with him about.
For me, I'm glad this is before us. An MOU, I think all the MOUs generally come to us. Apparently this one hasn't for a couple years. But what I would love to see, this is a great example of how we can work together with the school district. I'd love to see more MOUs like utilizing their facilities for some of our programs, because we just can't build facilities to do all the programs we'd like to do. And so in the spirit of having an MOU for something like this, where we're clearly providing a service that is critical to, I think, the success and the safety of the schools, the students, I'd love to see us explore more opportunities to do MOUs in the school district. Thank you very much.
See, I know Charles is on board with my idea, which is when we were kids, you could go to the school and play on the jungle gym, on the baseball field, on the tennis court, the basketball. The school was the park, right? And then they decided at some point that they were going to put fences around the schools because you can't trust kids to avoid the street or predators or whatever. And once you've got a fence, it's easy enough to lock the fence, and then the fences are locked, and so you can't go do this stuff on the school grounds off hours. And I have said for years and years and years that you could dramatically improve the quality of life for most residents in most places by just having a state law that said schools have to allow their facilities to be used by you know, the citizens off hours, and you got to shield them probably from liability for misuse. But I mean, we have that in parks anyway. Anyway, so I love this. And what he's talking about is finding more ways to expand the usefulness to the public of facilities that schools have. Let's find a way to do that. I completely agree with him about this. Quick future news. The bridge, the Bayway Bridge, the I-10 replacement bridge in Alabama, $550 from the feds, a $3 billion project. Will it get done? Will it be $250 each way, or will it be more?
More.
It'll be more.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.